And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start with the biggest story in everybody's news feed, and that is that Iranian state media confirmed on March 1st that Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is indeed dead after a joint U.S.-Israeli attack on February 28th. Iran did hit back with waves of missiles and drones toward Israel and U.S. military bases across the region. President Donald Trump said hundreds of targets were struck, including Revolutionary Guard sites, air defenses, and 9 ships and naval buildings. And he says operations will continue at full force until objectives are achieved. U.S. Central Command reported at least 3 U.S. service members were killed and 5 seriously wounded, with Reuters-cited sources saying the deaths were on a base in Kuwait. To Ohio now, where the Ohio Right to Life is saying the First District Court of Appeals struck down a 2020 law signed by the governor that required abortion facilities to cremate or bury fetal remains. The group says Ohio's 2023 abortion amendment is now being used to wipe out basic standards that the law didn't even stop. To Texas now, where a federal appeals court has reaffirmed Texas can indeed enforce a 2023 law, Senate Bill 12, which bans sexually oriented performances in the presence of minors, with fines up to $10,000 per violation. A 3-judge panel on the Fifth Circuit reversed U.S. District Judge David Hittner, and the court rejected a bid for a new hearing, clearing the law to take effect in March. Attorney General Ken Paxton says he'll continue to defend it, of course, while the ACLU calls it vague. But the point is pretty plain to anyone with a little bit of common sense. Adults can do adult things, and kids do not need to be in the audience. New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, his Director of Tenant Protection, Sia Weaver, is catching some heat for past posts saying homeownership is a weapon of white supremacy. Yeah, so much heat that the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division is, quote, on high alert about Mamdani's agenda. Barna and Glow have surveyed over 1,500 U.S. adults, and they found, get this, 30% of them say that AI spiritual advice is as trustworthy as a pastor, including 34% of practicing Christians. Among Gen Z and millennials, that number jumps to 39% and 40%. And Barna says 4 in 10 Christians have used AI for prayer or Bible study. Meanwhile, a December survey of 442 Protestant pastors found more than 41% use AI for prep, but only 12% feel comfortable teaching about it, which is exactly how you end up being discipled by a chatbot instead of a shepherd. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.